You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
Weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities. Podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes. And spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
I'd like to have a record smashing party with all the young people saying I'm through with this trash.
welcome to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Thank you for making the time for joining me for this episode, episode 687. And in this episode, after a couple of weeks of dabbling in proto-psych and psych, we're going back to the roots of 60s Garage, some of the foundation bands and foundation songs of the genre we love so much. We got it underway with the Sonics. From Tacoma, Washington, formed 1960, the particularly aggressive hard edge sound was a huge influence on a lot of music that came since. But to get the show underway, I chose a track called Wailer's House Party on a Norton Records release from 1999, described as all titles unissued 1964 home recordings. And I believe they're the same home recordings that were found on tapes in a Tacoma, Washington attic. Crude 1961 to 1964 tracks taped live at various dances and at home. The Sonics, iconic garage band, getting us underway.
I can't stand it. I don't even like the name. We should change the name.
Well, we started the show with Wailer's House Party. Here are the Wailers, also known as the Fabulous Wailers, also out of Tacoma, Washington. Popular in the Pacific Northwest right back to the late 1950s. Very much starting off with sax-driven R&B. They are credited as being the very first of the American garage bands. Originally formed as the Nightcaps in 1958 as five high school friends. They recorded a demo of an instrumental track which found its way to Clark Galehouse of the New York label Golden Crest Records, who liked it and recorded it in February 1959. The band then recorded the Fabulous Wailers LP, released December 1959, and they appeared on Dick Clark's American Bandstand. The Wailers, here we go. This is Hang Up.
This is Glenn from High Pleat Records in the UK, and you're listening to Phil Gray on the Retrospect Garage Punk Radio Show.
lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We're exploring some of the iconic bedrock bands of the genre. So the Wailers with Hang Up, then the Count Five out of San Jose, California, formed 1964. A Curtis Mayfield track, You Must Believe Me, released by the band in March 1967, the Count Five. Then the Castaways with another garage classic, their track Liar Liar, written by Jim Donner and Dennis Craswell. Both members of the Castaways. Track reached number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100, their first and only hit. But the track did appear in the 1967 movie It's a Bikini World, also on the very original Nuggets release, and even made it onto the Good Morning Vietnam soundtrack. The Castaways' Liar Liar, and thirdly, a proto-punk classic from the Bees. Out of Covina, California, a band now described as proto-punk, they recorded the track we had, Voices Green and Purple, on a label called Liverpool, backed with a track called Trip to New Orleans, released October 1966. Interesting thing about that record is the 45 came wrapped in a paper jacket with all sorts of scrawled lettering on it, and it very much looks like the sort of thing you'd see later with punk releases in the 70s, or certainly with fanzines. The Bees, Voices Green and Purple.
Hi, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's a labor of love, and if you dig what I do, why not buy me a beer?
Yeah.
Or just a coffee? You can do that now via buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MrPhilGrey, Mr. Phil Gray. I may not be able to have a beer or coffee in person, but we can do it virtually. On with the show.
Continuing a bit longer with our definitively influential bedrock 60s garage bands, let's go to Chicago. For a band who pretty much started out playing British blues, this is I'm Gonna Make You Mine from the Shadows of Night.
Yeah.
genius. It's pure genius.
Mr. Pharmacist, can you help me out today in your usual lovely way? Oh, Mr. Pharmacist, I insist. Can you give me something that will persist? Mr. Pharmacist, dear pharmacist, won't you please give me some energy?
Stuff is okay for school. We're in a different bag now.
I was driving in my Jaguar car, had nothing much to do. I had my woman with me, we were looking at the view. We were driving around Sager for a nice different place to stop. Went up on that blue suited warrior, better known as the cop. And he said, "Hey baby, do I know you? Can you call this town your home?" So I rolled up my window, I said, "Leave me alone. Why don't you leave me alone? 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 Can't see I'm doing nothing. Well, fight some crime or something. But leave me alone. Leave me alone." I was sitting in a restaurant trying to shake a flyer out of my hair. I was looking at my woman, I was admiring the silverware. When up stepped a waiter, say, "Hey babe, you can't do that." He said, "Why don't you order something?" I said, "Give me filet of fat." He said, "Look here baby, we can't do that. That's un-American in tone." So I put down my fork and I said, "Leave me alone. Why don't you leave me alone? Why don't you leave me alone? Why don't you leave me alone? Why don't you leave me alone?" Well, I'll go wait on the table, I'll go sweep out the stable, but leave me alone, leave me alone. I was sitting in my apartment about 5 o'clock at night. I was smoking, I was drinking, I was getting kind of tight. I was sitting on the ceiling, I was looking at the floor. When Bill marched my landlord, he'll walk right through the door. He said, "Hey baby, get out of here. Don't you call this place your home?" Well, I said, "Why don't you choke yourself and leave me alone? Why don't you 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 leave me alone? Well, fill yourself with love.
chew some bubble gum, but leave me alone. Leave me alone.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We're exploring some of the foundation bands of the genre. We had the Shadows of Night. You can see them on our socials. Don't forget our socials. Search Retrospect Garage Punk on Facebook, Insta, and Blue Sky, and actually TikTok as well. The Shadows of Night, I'm Gonna Make You Mine. Followed by The Other Half, San Francisco-based band formed in Los Angeles. Very much influenced by the Rolling Stones and the Yardbirds. We had a track, actually one of my ins into this genre, because I was familiar with it from the cover by the English band The Fall. The track is Mr. Pharmacist by The Other Half. And wrapping the set, The Knaves. Also out of Chicago, 1964 they formed, released just two singles during their existence, including Leave Me Alone, the track we had. They're a band who had a big Chicago following, mainly playing covers of The Stones, The Yardbirds and The Kinks. They came to the attention of agents known as the Thriller Brothers. They were known for their covers of Stones tracks, Get Off My Cloud, Paint It Black, also Louie Louie. More on that song later in this episode. They were also introduced to Terry Satchin, road manager for the Beach Boys, who was making demos with a band out of Chicago called The Flock. As I said, The Knaves went on to record two singles. We had Leave Me Alone. For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts. Well, it's been all US garage up to this point. Two more tracks out of the States before we go a bit more diverse. Here are The Detours, recorded for the Texan label called Galco. This is the B-side of their 45. It's called You're the One I Had, The Detours.
Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Watching all Massachusetts, Michigan, Montana, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Dakota, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
You don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
This year, more cumbersome pounds and pence. In July this year, every clerk and cashier will be paying out dollars and cents. It's getting very near, it's almost here, the 10th of July this year.
Yeah, but I feel so good because I know.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Two tracks out of the States. The Detours, You're the One I Had, then the Epics. I mentioned Lue Lue earlier. The Epics, Lue Come Home. Probably one of the best tracks inspired by Lue Lue. They're out of California, probably Bakersfield. The record released on the Zen label, April 1965. Then the remaining two tracks in the set from right here in New Zealand. The Deep Set, who were actually the Troubled Mind, from the town of Napier on the east coast of New Zealand's North Island, formed in 1965. Their debut was a cover of Under My Thumb. From the Deep Set, I took Living It Down. Then, a far better known New Zealand band, who you can see up on our socials, formed as kind of a mod group called The Mergers in Te Atatū, New Zealand in 1963. They became the La-Di-Das. Best known in New Zealand, probably everywhere really, for their track How Is the Air Up There, but a bunch of other tracks. They relocated to Australia in 1968, toured New Zealand, Australia, England, and the European continent. So big deal here in New Zealand. The La-Di-Das. We talk On Top of the World. And we're heading to Global Garage in just one moment.
There are many languages in the world. They don't even know what the language is.
Okay, let's look at some iconic Global Garage. And we're starting off with one of the main forces in early Japanese GS or group sounds music. I'm talking about the Blue Comets. Actually, Jackie Yoshikawa and his Blue Comets. A band active right back in 1957 when they formed as the Blue Comets. They took on the Jackie Yoshikawa and Blue Comets name in 1963. Their debut was a track called Oi Hitomi, or Blue Eyes. Sold over 500,000 copies as a Japanese track, over 100,000 copies with an English language version. They appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. Jackie Yoshikawa, big influence on GS music. So here they are, the Blue Comets, with their cover of Lue Lue.
This is Mickety McSpangle. I'm in Wiltshire in the UK and I'm loving this music and I'm listening to Phil Gray on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Hold me, buddy, more. I believe, to hear the youngest, the wildest, the freakiest sound around today.
Retrospect.
Soy Wilfredo Sandoval de los Belkins. Nosotros nos gusta escuchar la radio Retrospective 16 Garage Punk Show. Y hay mucha buena, buena música que ustedes pueden disfrutar de ella en Retrospect. Les agradecemos que tengan la amabilidad de escuchar todo el listado que hay en Retrospect. Gracias. Que tengan ustedes un buen día.
Global Garage from, well, all sorts of places. Started off with the Blue Comets. You can see them on our socials. Lou A. Then I Bisonti, an Italian beat band, quite a penchant for romantic ballads, but also kind of fuzz punk garage rock tracks. Active from 1965, they formed in Milan as a backing band for a singer called Bruno Castiglia. So at various times, they were known as Bruno Castiglia A. Bassonte or I. Bassonte D. Bruno Castiglia. We had them covering the Beatles. From 1966, Lui Non Vuole. Then we headed to Peru. We cannot have an episode about iconic bedrock garage rock bands without Los Psychos. Formed 1964 in Lima. Considered now, retrospectively, as pioneers of punk rock. For a while there, they were probably the most successful band out of Peru, kind of a hybrid of surf music and proto-punk. Released just six singles through 1965 and 1966. I chose a track called Cementerio. Then, also out of Peru, Los Belkings. Introduced by band member Willie Sandoval. They're an instrumental surf group at heart, also garage rock, formed 1963 by Willie with Raul Herrera, another band, a big deal in Latin America. We took their cover of The Seeds Pushing Too Hard, called Empujando Fuerte, from Los Belkings, A-side of their debut 45.
Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Teenage savages go wild in a juvenile jungle of lust and lawlessness.
I'm going to squeeze in one more track out of the States, and we head to Tyler, Texas, for a band called Mouse and the Traps. Recorded quite a number of singles from 65 through to 1969. Also recorded a public execution credited as Mouse, and a cover of Psychotic Reaction credited as Positively 13 O'Clock. Here's Mouse and the Traps with I'm a Man. Episode 687. It's time I reminded you about all the back episodes. I've started sharing a midweek drop of an archival show on our Facebook page. If you haven't liked me on Facebook, find Retrospect Garage Punk and please give me a follow. And that's the place also you'll find the track listings of all the new episodes of Retrospect. Well, throughout this episode, exploring the bedrock of garage, we've had a load of tracks out of the States, of course. Two from New Zealand, one from Japan, one from Italy, two from Peru. but we always wrap with an instrumental. This one's interesting. It was recorded as Moondog 65 by Davy Allen and the Arrows. It was popularized in 1962 as Moondog by the Beach Boys. In fact, various sources say it's a Beach Boys track. It was actually originally recorded in 1959 by Los Angeles band The Gamblers, one of the first bands to record what became known as surf music. Moondog was backed by a track called LSD-25, written by band members after they had read about the hallucinogenic drug in a magazine, believed to be the very first time that LSD was ever referenced in a musical recording. So The Gamblers released Moondog February 1960, failed to chart nationally, but did get a following in California, where it reached number 12 on a station called KFWB. So plenty of people would have heard it, including the band I'm rapping with, the Rhythm Rockers. Off their 1963 Soul Surfin' LP, this is Moondog, and I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for joining me again for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragedy, horrible day, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
Have you ever wondered how to use the word myriad? It's a borrowed word from classical languages, originally meaning a unit of 10,000, as in an army formation of 10,000. It's used often now to denote many things, including an infinite number of things, or simply a great number. The big question arises, should you put an article in it, such as a, as in there is a myriad of stars in the sky, versus there are myriad stars in the sky? And the answer is both are correct. It's simply a matter of stylistic preference. You should, however, be consistent. When you're confused by it, just remember there are maybe maybe not myriad ways to use the word myriad, but there are at least a couple. You've been listening to A Gramophone with Daniel Wolf on CFRC